know, I played with Corey Cornell. Cornell drafted me in Kansas City. But after this season, man, it just brought back all the old memories, all the time that, you know, we shared back when I was playing with him back in a couple years ago. But, you know, I look forward to it, man. Hopefully everything's worked out in my favor as far as playing with him again.
What do you think about you talk about foundation, what he's done for the culture of this defense? From what I know, you weren't here last year, but what you can tell?
You know, he's brought his way of coaching, his style of coaching, and how he wants the defense to be ran and how he wants the defense to be played. And that's what he did a great job of coming into Houston and showing everybody. And I believe that, you know, us as defenders, us as players, we bought into his scheme and his way of doing things and was able to have success in the end.
Kendrick, how important was O'Brien to keeping you guys in this thing? And, you know, toward the last game, you're still in it. You reached 9-7 with a first-year coach.
Coach O'Brien, he did a great job all season. But I must say that towards the end of the season when, you know, we knew what was at stake and how we had to approach the interior of our season, he said, you know, it's a seven-game season. It was a point in the season. He said, 7 one-game season. Let's take it one game, one day at a time, one game at a time. And that's how we approached it every day and every week. We approached it one day, one game at a time, put one foot in front of the other, and just continue to work. No matter whether it was good or bad, no matter the outcome, we just kept grinding and kept putting our head forward to try to set ourselves up to make a playoff run in the end.
Did you feel the team kind of linking up with him more and more as the season went on to where you could see it clicked for him and it was clicking for you guys too?
Absolutely, absolutely. I believe this team took major steps towards, you know, building the camaraderie and the brotherhood and the bond that we needed to go down and take on one of these good playoff teams. I believe that, you know, towards the end of the year, that's when this team really showed the togetherness and how we can play and compete together and win ball games for this club.
Kendrick, Andre Johnson said if the NFL doesn't give award JJ the MVP, they're out of their minds. How do you view it from your point of view?
I would definitely agree with that, man. The guy played phenomenal, man. The guy was, you know, unstoppable all year and is consistent, you know. I tip my hat to the guy. I love playing with him. I wish I could continue playing with the guy. But, you know, we'll see how it goes, man. I wish him the best in that situation and that deal with the MVP.
How much did he rub off on the rest of you guys, whether it was at practice? Because the motor was always going with JJ.
I personally could say he rubbed off on me. The way this guy approached his work, the way he approaches the meetings, the way he approaches the field, the way he approaches the game field, I paid attention to it and see how he emulate and just try to, you know, he's a professional, he's a stand-up guy, and, you know, I know what type of guy I am, and I seen the way he do things, you know, and I tried to look at him and say, you know, he's doing it and having success doing it, you know, let me take some lessons from his book. And that's how I approached it. And then, you know, it just contagious, and it's just built around our defense, and that's why I believe our defense were, you know, successful.
Are you